House Special Committee on Energy was convened at 7:01 p.m. The following House members are currently present: Co-Chair Millett, Representative Josephson, and Higgins, and myself, Representative Isaacson. I'd like to recognize today our staff, and thank you, ladies, for being here at such a late hour. House Recording Secretary Debbie Tillinghast, and our LIO moderator is Stephanie Gavin. And my co-chair Millett's committee aide is Jeff Turner. He's right over there. And it is my co-chair Millett's birthday today. My committee aide is Dave Tallarico, and he's sitting right over there. Before we start, please silence your phones and let the record show that Representative Hughes is here. So today we're going to be hearing House Bill 35. It's an act creating a low-interest loan program for homeowners who improve or replace their home heating systems and providing for an effective date. Representative Tammy Wilson and her staff, Brandon Brzezinski, is here. Presenters, you're already there. If you'd like to state your name and affiliation for the record, we'll begin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Tammy Wilson. I represent District 2. And as a birthday wish for your other co-chair is to make this 5 minutes or less. This is pretty straightforward. This is exactly what Representative Isaacson said. This is a loan for up to $15,000 done by Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to go into a more efficient heating system. And that heating system would account the system, the labor, and the charge to have someone come and look at it. The homeowner must have an inspection for the existing heating system by an energy rater or a mechanical contractor. And they will write up a report then to tell the homeowner approximately what kind of savings that they should anticipate and how many gallons of oil or if it's gas, whatever they're switching out to, that they should be able to have for that savings. To qualify, you have to have a home, an owner-occupied home, single-family dwelling, or duplex. You can participate in the other weatherization program or the rebate program and still qualify for this program. Because again, this is a loan. What started this loan out and for that was we are in hopes that in Fairbanks that we will soon get gas. And with that comes taking our oil furnaces and turning to gas. However, Mr. Co-Chair, we went in front of Committee on Regional Affairs and we heard that some parts of the state have cheaper electricity, although we don't. Some have biomass, some have oil furnaces and will keep oil furnaces for many years, and therefore even going into a more energy efficient oil furnace would also qualify. And right now the fiscal note on this is zero. It is not funded. That is something we will work on after we get the program passed, but this time there is no funds. It is a brand new program. So with that, I'll take questions that you have specifically. We do have online Alaska Housing Finance, or we were supposed to, and they are there for questions if you have any.
Let me just check. Stephanie, do we have anyone online?
Dan Fasky
is online. Okay, thanks for joining us, Dan.
For questions, right?
And anyone, Stephanie, are we going to have any public testimony? Has anyone called in for this? Okay, thank you. Madam Co-Chair.
Just for the record, I want to make sure that the committee members knows and that we have it on record, Representative Wilson, that you have letters of support from Fairbanks, North Star Borough, Aurora Energy, City of Fairbanks, Southeast Conference. And AHFC has no problem with this legislation or the loan program because they are very, very familiar with this type of programming, for the record.
For the record?
Yeah, for the record. Representative Miller, through the chair, yes, we work very close with AHFC. It's gone through quite a few changes to make sure that we have all the right pieces in all the right places.
All right. Mr. Josephson.
No, I don't have any questions yet, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Anyone with a question?
So, in that event, I guess I will ask, thank you, Mr. Chairman, I'll ask Representative Wilson.
All right.
Representative Wilson, I guess my concern is with the sponsor statement you've got talks about converting to possibly something you already have, a system you already have. And I guess my concern would be that someone could have a fuel oil system. They could convert to a better fuel oil system and then still not be in any better position to be a natural gas consumer. Should I be concerned about that?
Representative Josephson, through the chair, you absolutely can go to a more efficient oil furnace. In fact, if you have an old furnace before 1990 and you go to a current one, you could save 25 to 50% of your oil consumption. For many areas of our borough, even with gas coming, we could be many, many years down the line before we could do that. The whole reason for this energy specialist to come in there is to show you what the savings will be, because what we're hoping is that if my payment is $100, then I'm going to save $200 a month. So I'm going to get excess cash to be able to utilize it in other areas at the same time having a more efficient system. So that absolutely can happen, but it is also our understanding from the ones that we've talked to that most of the newer oil furnaces can easily be converted into gas, unlike the older units.
And Representative Wilson, this is only available for one time, correct? So if I read this bill right, you got to choose what you want to take this loan out for. If you know that in 2 years you're going to want to do it again, you probably don't want to be just using it frivolously to get your cost saving today if your real bang for your buck is later on.
Representative Isaacson, that is true. And the other part that you can look at is through the rebate program, they also have a loan mechanism with that up to $30,000. Right now it's about 3.5%. What we had found is that most people weren't taking advantage of the rebate program for a furnace because most of it was not paid back and ended up being a pretty major cost. And we saw a great need in this.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Josephson, did you have another question?
If you could tell us a little bit more, thank you, Mr. Chairman, about the funding and how many anticipated loans you think might issue and principally those things.
Representative Josephson, through the chair, how many loans there would be will depend upon how much money we can secure within it, and it will just revolve around including more people as they pay it back. At this point, as it goes to finance, that will be a question asked of the finance committee on how much funding they may see available at this point. And the $15,000 was for somebody who needed a complete upgrade. You may have those who might only need $5,000 or $10,000. That was on the high end.
And Mr. Fosky, are you online? Just got dropped. Okay. Any other follow-up on this one?
Yes. I guess my last question is about this your bill's repeal subsection B of 4611050, and I've been trying to figure out. I've read this a couple times. This looks like it involves financing of a new home. But it includes the current law, at least here, financing of energy-efficient homes and buildings requires an estimated heating and lighting costs audit. Did you take a look at this? It's probably a minor matter, but I don't know.
And Brandon, if you'd identify yourself for the record.
For the record, Brandon Rushinsky, staff to Representative Tammy Wilson. Through the chair, Representative Josephson, by repealing AS 4611050B, mm-hmm. It is exempting people who apply for this loan program to receive an energy audit because we're only requiring a brief inspection of their unit, okay. Not the full-blown blower door test.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Josephson. Ms. Hughes.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Wilson, you mentioned that right now there is a 3% loan program up to $30,000 available through the rebate program, and people aren't using it. Could they use that loan for the same type of thing, and they're not doing it, so this is a better deal, so that's why we're going with the 1%? I'm just confused why we need this program in addition to the 3% program.
Representative Hughes, through the chair, and let me clarify that people are using that loan. First of all, it has to be part of the inspection, so it may or may not come when the full rating gets done saying that they need to improve theirs. Let's say I have a more efficient oil stove, but I want to go to gas. That probably would not qualify underneath the rebate program. It would qualify underneath this program. The other part of why I might want to take the $30,000 instead, let's say that, you know, I want to put it in using that program, and the rebate program did give me $5,000 of that, and I only had to go ahead and fund the other, I would go that direction. What this basically does is allow those that have already used the rebate program and did not use you know, for a furnace. Maybe it didn't qualify for whatever reason to do, as well as for those who are just really going from one source to another source, and it would not qualify because it doesn't give them enough rating as far as efficiency goes in the rebate program.
Follow-up, please. Mm-hmm. Is there a potential that a person might take out this the $15,000 at the 1%, also take out the $30,000 at 3.5%, and then the question that I have to go with this is, what do they have to do to qualify for this loan? Is there a process like I'm going to the bank and I have to show that I'm in good standing? Is that how the program will be set up?
Through the chair, Representative Hughes, I am hoping that one of our HFC are still online because that's really,
I believe,
it's their program, and they do have a credit rating and a process to do that, just like the rebate program.
I believe Dan Fowski is on the line.
I'm going to ask Mr. Fowski.
Mr. Fowski, are you online?
Mr. Chairman, I am, and did I hear the question? Was the question is, would someone have to go and apply for this loan through one of our approved lenders? And the answer to that is yes.
And so the process of qualifying for this loan is through the approved lender?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
And this would be a Alaska Housing Guarantee Program, as are your
other. This would be, well, what I'm saying is that this is a loan program that is being funded by a general fund contribution that if we don't have an amount yet, because we haven't been able to determine that, but that it'd be a 1% loan to individuals that qualified or wanted to put this new heating system in their home.
All right. Follow up.
Thank you, Dan. I just, because in the bill it talks about no income qualifications, I just wanted to make sure that there would be a process to make sure. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
All right, and let the records show that Representative Foster is here, and Co-Chair Millett.
So one of the things, just to clarify, this is basically a revolving loan fund. It pays itself back once we fund it through the GF. After we determine the amount, it will be a revolving loan fund. It will be paid back, and then more people can use it, much like we have the revolving. We have other bulk loans that are revolving funds, and they once we fund it, that determines how many people can use it and how many times a year or how many times it gets used. It's just a revolving. We fund it once, it revolves, and then as soon as they're paid back, you can have more people. So the loan program will go on in perpetuity as long as we don't deplete the balance.
Right. Representative Millett, through the chair, who's writing really fast to make sure I got the answer right. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions on this? I might ask Representative Wilson, why the $15,000 limit? You know, some of the coal, really clean-burning coal systems might cost up to $45,000. We've seen some of those in residential. Are you trying to add this to one of those other programs as previously mentioned, or what's the cap?
Mr. Co-Chair, we talked to a lot of different providers from Anchorage, Wasilla, Fairbanks, and although some of them said it could go higher, $15,000 did seem like it would take care of most of the needs. Those that might be a little higher, people would just have to put more skin in the game, basically.
So this is, as Co-Chair Millett was saying, to leverage the funds to as many people as possible.
Absolutely, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Higgins.
And just to put my two cents in, within the last 6 months, I've actually looked into furnaces for one of my commercial buildings and my house. And like you said, prices range anywhere from $7,000 to about $12,000. So we're with the $15,000, you should be able to get yourself a really pretty good, decent furnace without going way overboard. So I think it's a good program. So.
All right. I assume there's no more questions from the committee. Is there anyone online or anyone here wishing to testify? We'll open public testimony at this time. Anyone in the building? Anyone online? Seeing no one online or in the building, public testimony is closed. And at this time, do we have a motion?
Do you want to have any committee discussion?
Do we want committee discussion?
Thank you, Madam.
Mr. Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. You know, what's most compelling is the statistics on thermal heating in the interior. I knew about this, so in that respect, I'm not surprised. but still looking at it leaves me just astonished. And we need to find any number of remedies because it's not practical. And I see that the big year apparently was around 2004. That prior to that the rates were reasonable, and now they're just obscene.
Yeah.
So the Interior has my sympathy.
Thank you. And with this, you add another tool to the toolbox. So if there's no objection at this time, no further discussion.
Madam, I move Cooper. House Bill number 35, version 28/LS0196/0 from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there objection? Seeing none, it is passed out of committee. And that's as far as my script goes. So at this time, any further discussion? Seeing none, let the record show that this committee meeting is adjourned at 7:17 p.m.